Activity 7B.
The central method to the way that we dance is firstly to get students or dancers to listen to each other, and to do that through touch, to set aside their preconceptions. So straight away we work with touch, and dancers listening and learning each other's strengths, finding out where they're strong.
Can Duco, as a company, believes very strongly that they are capable of showing dance, even though they have an incomplete body in our Western sense of the word. And I back that completely.
In the beginning, I suppose I was a bit scared about what people would say, but we've had very good reactions from the public, and many people have said, after watching the company for a bit, you don't notice that some members are disabled, and just see it as a piece of dance, which is all we ever wanted to do, really. So that's great. We'd never wanted to do any dance therapy. It was purely and simply to create dance that we hope was good. And that's what we've always tried to do, and I think that's what we're doing.
When people who have very different physicalities begin working together, they begin each one to discover and reach out towards a common language. And that language doesn't exist at the moment for many, many people. There is no language. When a disabled and a non-disabled dancer come together, what they first experience is this gap, this absence, this barrier. And those two people have to reach across to create the new language. And if only one of them is reaching across, then it doesn't work as dance. It's therapy, or it's well-meant and it's well-motivated, but it won't work as art, as dance form. But when both those people reach, then there's something very, very particular happens, and that will translate onto the stage and into performance, and that will speak.